If you're a regular listener of this show, you know that every week I ask you to call and make a request or a comment. And talking to you is one of my favorite, most fulfilling aspects of doing this show. And I've got a story that I would love to share with you about that. A couple months ago, I had a listener named Larry call me with a more unusual request. He said that many years ago, he had taped some old-time country women artists off the radio, but did not know who they were. He hadn't caught the explanation that the DJ said before they played the songs. And he wanted to see if he could mail me the tape that he had and if I could help him to identify them. I said, sure, give me a try. So he mailed me the tape. And when I heard it, I had no idea who these people were. But I was impressed with their work, and I really wanted to find out. So I did a lot of research. I asked around the station. This is the best place to ask. The programmers here, they're really the best resource. And finally, I found out who they were, and then I was so pleased to discover that we had their record in the record library. And because Larry called in with his unusual request, I'm able to play this music for all of you now, so all of you can hear the Girls of the Golden West. And you tell me if any other radio show in town is playing them. I don't think so. And, you know, this is community radio at its best. No one here at WRUW gets paid for what we do. We're all here because we love the music, and we believe that when you hear the music that you like and care about on the radio, that great things can happen. You know, sometimes I wonder what our world would be like if artists like Hazel Dickens, Gillian Welch, Lucinda Williams, or Rhonda Vincent, if they were as well known as the likes of Jessica Simpson and Britney Spears. Imagine what that would do, what wonders that would do for the way that women are viewed and treated in our society. Of course, today the media is moving further and further away from that ideal and toward a point where it's going to be almost entirely owned by a few major corporations whose main goal is to sell you their product rather than give you the kind of music and programming that you want to hear. This means that right now is more important than ever to give us a call at 216-368-2208 with your pledge of support for real, commercial-free, independent community radio. Now, you've heard me talk about our music library and about how great the station is, and when you pledge at the $100 level, you can come down and see that for yourself. I know that if you make that pledge of support to Dreamboats, you are a regular listener. You enjoy what I play here. And I would love for you to come down, browse through our great library, get on the air, and play your favorite music. And I'm sure in the process you'll let me know about a few artists that I should check out, I should get into. So like I said, that's at the $100 level of support. And of course, if you make any pledge of $50 or more, I'll also throw in the special edition full-color 16-page Women in Bluegrass zine that I've put together especially for you guys Dreamboat listeners. And so you can do that by calling 216-368-2208. Now, I've only got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to play you one more song and then come back on the air and say goodbye. So you've got 5 minutes that you can give me a call and support this kind of music, support us being here on the radio, being strong. And, you know, if you call and the lines are busy, you can always also make an online donation. Make sure you put your pledge towards Dreamboat if you wanted to come to this show. But I would love for you to call in these last 5 minutes. 216-368-2208.